The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Rob.
Special welcome to fifth grade over here. How are you guys doing?
Good.
You wanted some extra Jesus this week, right? You coming back to Mass on Friday? Yes. Law school Mass. You guys will be here. Cool. Well, we're happy to have you. There's three important things that Christ does today. He preaches, he heals, and he goes away to a deserted place. By his preaching and his healing, Christ builds up the kingdom of God. And what's interesting about this is there's no special calling for us to join in this too, in the preaching and the healing. It's a universal call. They're the demands of the gospel. But it's a universal call that we have. So Christ calls us even today to enter into his preaching and healing ministry with him, to build up his kingdom. We share in his preaching very simply by living holy lives, by becoming saints, by dedicating everything we are entirely to him. And we share in his healing by visiting the sick and the homebound, by giving words of encouragement to those who need them, by loving our neighbor. This is how we join and share with him in his two ministries. But none of this sharing in these ministries does any real substantial good if it doesn't have the last bit with it, going away to a deserted place. This deserted place, this quiet, calm place, is where Christ daily was in contact with his heavenly Father. Christ was in prayer all the time, always going back to the source of grace and goodness and truth and beauty and life itself. This was his source of strength, his source of renewal, his source of mission. My brothers and sisters, Christ set aside time for prayer daily, regardless of what else he was doing. And if God himself needed this time for prayer, this quiet, reflective moment, how much more do we need it as mere humans?